18th, and some of you will have heard that some churches in South Carolina, in Greenville and Charleston, and here in Columbia, have already started to return, and we have not yet. For us, it's more complicated. Small and mid-sized churches can either service or they can spread people out in their buildings, and they're probably good to go. But we would need 10 services under current restrictions, and that's probably not possible. But we're working on a plan, and as soon as we have one that's safe and fair, and the elders, the session will let you know. So I'm appealing to you for continued patience as we go through this extraordinary time together. So last week we were looking at some psalms, and I want to continue doing that this week, and then we'll have a fun Friday episode that's going to be a lot of fun. Today I thought we might look at the first psalm, and blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. And I'm told that you can translate this, blessed is the man who is determined not to walk in the counsel of the wicked. And some time ago, I wrote down in the margin of my Bible an outline, an alliterative outline that I think I got from Alec Motier, who was a dear friend of mine, and I was honored to have known him and to have corresponded with him. He was a very, very fine Old Testament scholar and an evangelical who exuded just a very pastoral sense when he wrote, and especially when he preached. And he divides the first psalm into five sections, all beginning with the word see. And the first word is commitment. This is a man who is determined to walk in the counsels of the Lord, and he is committed. The second is contrast. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. There's the way of the wicked, and then by contrast there is the way of the believer, the righteous man. The third C is consequence in verse 3. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. But when you walk closely with the Lord, there's a consequence, and the consequence is that you bear fruit. And then verses 4 and 5 gets a little darker, and it talks about the wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away, and they will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So the fourth C is condemnation. And then the fifth C is confidence. Verse 6, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. We have confidence that the Lord is with us day by day, upholding us, strengthening us, and directing us. And that's my prayer for you today, as we continue through this season, that you will have that confidence in the Lord. May the Lord bless you today.